The infected dairy herd located in the central part of the state of Nebraska has been quarantined. Nebraska State Veterinarian is Dr. Roger Dudley, and in our conversation, he stressed it is not a wildlife detection as to how HPAI was transmitted to these dairy cows. It actually came from California, as the National Veterinary Service Laboratory confirmed that the strain of the virus is very similar to the strain from California. With supportive care, dairy cattle recover with little or no mortality associated with the disease. But he talked more about HPAI in Nebraska.
Yes, we were notified because there was USDA has instituted, since the beginning of the dairy outbreak, they have instituted a requirement for lactating dairy cattle to be tested prior to moving across state lines. And we were notified when a movement test identified a non-negative sample on some cows that were going to be moved.
So those cows are currently under quarantine. What does that all mean for the dairy farmer?
That means that the cows are not allowed to move off-site without prior permissions and those types of things, but the animals are required to stay there so that we make sure that we maintain biocontainment in this situation and make sure we're not spreading the virus.
Do we see those cows then separated from the rest of the herd and then testing for the rest of them?
No, at this point, we are assuming that the entire herd is exposed and dealing with the virus, and therefore we continue to monitor the animals and monitor the bulk tank to see if there is virus present and what's going on.
Well, Dr. Dudley, that brought up my next question. What about the milk from these cows? We know that testing is always done on milk in that bulk tank when it's picked up. Is that still happening? Can the milk still be picked up to be delivered?
Yes, it can, because pasteurization is makes the milk completely safe. We know that process has been proven repeatedly to eliminate any concerns with human health.
What type of supportive care then is given to an animal from a veterinary perspective to allow them to work through the process of HPAI?
The main thing is supportive care, such as fluids and anti-inflammatories and those types of things, just to make sure that the animals are as comfortable as they can be while they work through the virus issue.
Biosecurity is always a very important part of everything we do in agriculture. Do we see the need for heightened security, or other dairy farmers, what should they be thinking?
Absolutely. Biosecurity is critical, and USDA has been preaching since the beginning of the dairy situation that biosecurity is critical to preventing spread. And biosecurity is important, should be important every day to dairy producers and other livestock producers, but certainly during times like this where we know there's an additional threat, monitoring the people on and off site, making sure that you know where people have been before they come to your farm and where they're going after your farm, isolating new arrival animals to the farm are all important things.
And obviously continuing to have conversations with that herd veterinarian is ideal as well.
Absolutely. The herd veterinarian is the one that's in the perfect position to be able to understand what biosecurity looks like on a given farm.
Anything else that you would like to pass along to our dairy producers and consumers in regards to HPAI in Nebraska right now for our dairy?
Yeah, one of the things that I think is important to note with this new strain, or with this new detection in Nebraska, is that the strain, we are able to tell that the strain did originate in California. I think that's really important. And the other thing that I think is really important is that the milk from the affected cows, if they're showing symptoms of the avian influenza, that those the milk from those cows don't go into the bulk tank to be for human consumption. So I do want to make that clear.
And I follow up too to that is, I understand that once they have the virus, they get sick pretty quick. in milk production is probably the first area that you guys notice it?
Yes, they do get sick. They can go off feed. Their milk production definitely decreases. They get thicker milk than traditional, kind of like the colostrum like milk that we see in these situations, and some respiratory signs of nasal discharge and some of those types of things, depression, etc. So yeah, they definitely get sick, and then their milk at that point gets diverted from the milk stream.
That is my conversation with Dr. Roger Dudley. He's the state veterinarian for the state of Nebraska. Now, he again is encouraging Nebraska dairy producers to follow strict biosecurity protocols and to contact their veterinarian immediately if their animals are exhibiting any symptoms of the virus. You can also visit bigredbiosecurity.unl.edu for more information. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.